So, Carrie, you started a trend when you told the story. If you just tuned in, we're talking about football stories in honor of the NFL kicking off tonight. And we have a collectible Peyton Manning Hall of Fame poster, fully framed, ready for hanging, beautiful. It's up on our Facebook page. And everybody who calls in with a football story, you're in the random drawing at 9 o'clock. But, Carrie, you were talking about one of the doctors you went to in Fort Wayne, whose exam room was filled with Colts paraphernalia.
Now, pictures of him at Colts games, like with half his face painted blue, half of his face painted white. Different. Like his house was completely decorated in Colts regalia for Christmas. So there were pictures of that. Just pictures of him being a rabid Colts fan.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too.
And that has started a trend because a lot of the calls, instead of talking about people talking about how big football fans they are, they're talking about doctors they know.
That's awesome.
So, in fact, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I got a story for you.
All right.
My second daughter was being born during Super Bowl Sunday. And just at the time that teams are on the field, and the doctor told my wife, he says, "Karen, why don't you wait a minute? I think this team's going to score during a contraction."
Oh, I love your doctor. Why should everybody suffer, right?
Yeah. You know, a buddy of mine, we went to a Colts game, this was years ago, back at the old Hoosier Dome.
Uh-huh.
And he is a huge Dallas fan. The Colts were playing Dallas. So he gets all makeup on, pink at his face with a nice star and all that, and spent all morning in the hotel bathroom painting his face, and comes out and asked how it looked. And what he ended up doing is he spelled Dallas on his forehead, but he spelled it backwards. It said salad.
Salads.
Spent like an hour and a half getting his makeup all done up, and it comes out, "How's this look?" And I was like, "Okay, more room for salad."
He spelled it because he looked in the mirror and he was spelling it backwards.
Yep, it looked right through him in the mirror, but when it came out, it said salad.
That's hilarious.
Funniest thing I ever saw, man. Just cracked me up.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.